This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We've got Alan Pollock made it into the podcast. What's the tech update you got for us this week?
Way too many fun things. Jack and I had a good conversation yesterday, but like all Zoom calls in this industry start, we all ask where each other are from. And Jack, I completely forgot, but where in Florida are you from? And I want to say Jacksonville because I remember your phone number starts with a 904.
Yes, Jacksonville. I'm one of like 14 Jacksonville Jaguar fans in the country.
Well, yeah, we got 15 now, right? Because after living here for 10 years, so I don't think you and I really have chatted much, especially now that I know that you pretty much retired on a boat. So I'll have to give you a call and we'll chat a little bit. But let's get into some fun news, right? And so, David, since today is kind of an easy day, I want to start with a fun fact, then I'm going to head to a joke. The fun fact, there was a survey that was done, a test bed of a bunch of surgeons. They found that surgeons that grew up playing video games more than 3 hours per week. And that's not a lot, thinking about the surgeons, right, our ages and the video games, or at least my age, or the video games that were out. The surgeons that grew up playing more than 3 hours per week made 37% fewer errors and have a 42% faster completion rate when performing laparoscopic surgery and suturing.
Wow.
So go figure. Gamification, right?
Well, that gives new insights into the laparoscopies, which so many surgeons are done like that. So, but anyway, so good information. All right. Yeah.
For anyone that is listening today live, the question or the joke is, how do computers attack each other? And it's real simple, by using pop-up ads. And we've all been attacked by a computer at least once or twice. All right, let's get to the fun news. So
good news.
There's a company out there called Homelight. That's light, like a light bulb. So Homelight. They raise $115 million for further development of their real estate home technology platform. Their Series D. And it was $60 million in equity and $55 million in debt. I'm going to repeat that again. They had $55 million in debt, and it took $60 million in equity. The company's platform is designed to help customers nail down their mortgages, but it also helps finalize various processes related to the purchase. And the reason I brought them up today, David, is because at this unique time, more than ever, hopefully your organization has been thinking about how to better attract and complete or drive a borrower from beginning to end, how to make their experience exceptional, satisfactory, and to help drive referrals. Now, if you're a financial institution, we invest X amount of years into each of our members or our borrowers, and we look at the mortgage transaction as a segue into that continued investment, as well as a cross-sale to the other products we have. But for a non-financial institution, right, you're looking at things a little bit differently. But at the end of the day, we're all trying to figure out how do we partner with the right tech solutions. Who is going to partner with Homelight, Opendoor, Zillow, all these other platforms out there? You may not like some of them, but what is the technology and how do you leverage technology? Some of those technology solutions are advertisers or sponsors of this podcast that help you manage and track. But you know what they don't do? They do not educate the consumer, and that is done human to human. So anyways, great news for Homelight, really interesting. I honestly, if you're a mortgage lender, non-bank or bank, I would keep or continue to listen to this podcast, and I will continue to share information about some of these platforms. It's extremely important as everybody is fighting for market share before that loan is going to start. So take a look at Homelight. Then, David, I want to chat a little bit about kind of how do you implement technology? And you have so many opinions on this. I bet you Jack and our other members of our normal weekly podcast have so many different opinions. I brought up last week, David, Vistar Credit Union. They're one of the largest out here in Florida. Actually, Jack, I wouldn't be surprised if you have being that they're the official financial institution of the Jacksonville Jaguars, that you have an account there. But they implemented new technology, and they spent 2 weeks with people not being able to pay bills, access money, transfer money, even log into their website. It was extremely concerning. And so they obviously didn't do enough preparation. They didn't vet this company out correctly. They didn't put a good plan in place. So I started researching and thinking all the times we've talked about this or we kind of insinuate, let's just chat about a couple things. And I just put a couple generic items together that I found across the internet. And some of these I've witnessed or been part of in real life. So let's just go through a couple of them. The best right now that I can think of is a multi-prong approach. You can't just take technology and put it in place. So you have to put a couple strategies in place and you have to run them in parallel. But those initiatives that you put in place, they have to be driven by stakeholders with working teams. And you have to actively look for and assemble your advocates across those initiatives and teams so they can create a bubble effect. So that's the first one. The second one, David, is setting clear objections. Get everyone on board. It has to be from the top. This is a great time for the CEO or the executive team to communicate and be a part of the team. Actually show the CEO using that new technology, or your chief lending officer or your chief credit officer. Have your chief underwriter or your director of underwriting do these demos and help people, and to get everyone on board and set those objectives and help drive those objectives. Absolutely the most important, to show it from the top down. The next is, this is interesting. I didn't know this model, David, but it's called the TAM model. It's T-A-M, and it's a framework called the technology acceptance model, and it works on perceived value versus perceived ease of use. And so you basically can set those expectations and those benefits. Google it. There's tons of information about it, but they say to use TAM as a foundation. Again, that is the technology acceptance model. David, what's really, really important? Education. Ensure that you've tested the system and you've written information in a way that somebody can look information up. You don't need fancy knowledge-based software. It could be an Excel file. It could be recorded two-minute videos. But have some type of walkthroughs or education where you can explain this new tech and people can go back on their own and they can review and understand it. And then the next thing is, which I'm going to bring up, is ensure employees know their jobs will not be threatened, especially right now with all the layoffs you're hearing and all the crazy bonuses, which now have gone away, of hiring people. Let them know that they're there to help drive success. Technology is just a tool. They're not being replaced. Keep communication flowing. And then finally, you know what, David? Make it fun. Some people do the gamification. They build contests. Maybe whoever can create the most or best instructional videos that people vote on, they win something. But put a little competition in place. But ultimately, that you have to have a vision ahead of time. You have to know that your vision is aligned once the technology has been implemented, right? Have your phases, have you achieved the milestones of those phases as you expected? And then follow a bunch of those different models. There's probably 50 more. But then you can work towards a successful implementation. And then Jack said last week, Jack probably said the best thing, and he's not even in the tech report officially, which is test, 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 and continue testing, and make sure that you test it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like Jack. Man, I went back and listened to that podcast. That was good. He did a great job last week of hosting. I'm so proud of him.
Well, the thing about you and Jack is you guys have been around the block a few times. I've been around the block once or twice, but you've been around the block quite a few times.
That means we're old. Yeah. It's so interesting to have that perspective. Alan, you bring us so much information on what's happening in technology and where things at, and always get comments. People just love your sense of humor and the things that you bring out. So good job again. Good report. Appreciate you so much. If you want to email Alan, email him at Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. If you're looking for a job, we'll help you there. But he's always one of these guys that's just lending out help and advice. And also, he welcomes all these latest technology ideas. So it gets his feedback from him. Alan, thank you for being here. Appreciate it for this week's tech update. Very good job.
Yeah, looking forward to the hot topic.
Appreciate it, Alan. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being here each and every week as we do our sponsors. And Jack. Jack, thanks so much for being here. Great to have you as a co-host. But let's say a special thank you to Finastra Fusion Mortgage Bot Solutions, Form Free, Lender Toolkit, SnapDocs, Total Experts, Simple Nexus, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative Success Kit, Knowledge Cube, Mobility MMI, Modex, the Mortgage Advisor Tools, as well as DW Consulting. Thank you all for being a part of this podcast and sharing it and making it such a big part of your lives and a way of getting information. We're grateful for you. You are the reason why we are being so successful, because you're sharing it. We love doing it. We're glad that you're receiving it. Tell others about it and look forward to having you back here next week. Have a great week. And again, happy Juneteenth, and hope all the fathers had a great Father's Day yesterday. Talk to you soon. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.